Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And again, we're having another show here. And it kind of feels like it's been a long haul, put it that way. Yeah, a lot of shows here. We have probably over 300 archives at least here. If you listen to them, they're all kind of very similar, but maybe a different way of talking about the lightship and the different healings. I will say that if you do get on the archives, the healings do work, so take advantage of that. These are sample healings, so you can understand what you need to have done to yourself for a real lifetime clearing, a whole life clearing. So anyway, we'll just talk about the lightship here. It comes here once every 2,000 years, and it only comes because the lightship had to figure out a way to clean the darkness out of its light territory, its light creation. So this is why it comes. As we know, the dark side is running rampant now, like it always has, but mainly it comes more active during the ascension time. And from there, they have to come and clean out more of the darkness for people to do the ascension process. The ascension process happens with your body, if you choose to have your body leave, with your spirit in it at ascension time. Remember, the whole universe of light, what you're looking at right now, is actually dematerialized. It may sound scary to maybe the newcomers here, but nothing to worry about. There's no trauma, no drama, just is no longer here. Just like you close your eyes and you see darkness, and nothing exists. And then what happens is, this is the way that all the spirits that are in your bodies, or in your body, I won't say bodies, but in your body, can leave and go on to its next incarnation, and you're no longer trapped here on the earth plane. So from there, after the universe has turned back on again, then you're able to do another journey someplace else. And this should be happening after each lifetime, but somehow the darkness energy here has kept everybody held captive. I don't want to get too negative with this here, but this is why ascension does occur, and while the lightship comes every 2,000 years. So it actually allows the free will that's in place by people manifesting through mind energy, which is actually the negative side, so to speak, coming in and separating from heart energy. So you have two basic energies out there. You have heart energy and you have mind energy. Well, the mind energy can only talk about the heart but never experiences that. And this is why the lightship only deals with heart energy. If you've noticed, listening to different presenters at conferences or even maybe groups that you go to, everything almost always is mind energy. And the mind energy is very enticing. It allows you to become, or think that you become, self-empowered in spirit, because you can create your parking place. You can maybe draw yourself maybe a better job, maybe try to bring different friends to you or new people. But that's all mind control energy. So like I say, once you're in mind control energy, then you're being altered by someone else attaching to you, energy cordings. So all this is negative stuff, and the heart energy doesn't work that way. So for the person listening now who's thinking, gee, I think with my mind all the time and I have a very mental job, how can I do that in my heart? Well, the question is very simple. The answer to that is that all you have to do is go into your heart and expand your energy out from your heart, and then from there it'll go into your whole body, and you start using your whole body as a heart energy versus a mind energy. And that this is what the ascension process is. It's to come back into oneness with your spirit and getting all your little fragments back to yourself so that your body can do the ascension process. Now, like I said, if you don't choose to have your body do the ascension, then by all means, your spirit will almost always leave here. The only exception is if you tangled up with the dark arts, you got into mind control transmissions. An example would be, I know groups who set times of the week, times of the day where they sit down and they meditate, and they think they're bringing in divine energy to them, and so they think they're bringing in, we'll just say, Archangel Michael for a 15-minute attunement, and its energy comes to them, which is a dark side energy mimicking the light. So the light doesn't need any of that, and it will never come to you that way. You already have it with you in your spirit. So the dark side comes in, mimicking the light, posing as the light, and the people get hooked up and connected to these dark side energies. And they don't know that, and they may feel a buzz in their body. They might feel like they got enlightened somewhat, and it gets very addictive because the dark side wants to take your energy from you. So once you're connected, it's a two-way street. The cord goes from them to you to alter your consciousness, mind control, and then they also take away your energy out of your body. So this is the negative things that the dark side does, and these are all under the premise of mind. And if you notice, the New Age teachings are all about mind. Get any book out there, it's how to empower yourself with your mind. Your mind can create your reality, and it goes on and on and on. Well, why don't they use the word heart and get into heart? Take all those books, which are probably thousands of them, and say, let's get into heart energy. Let's get rid of the mind energy that's going to control everybody and yourself, and get back into heart, which is the divine energy versus mind. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. This show is all about that, about getting back to your heart center, having your spirit connect with you more fully, and do the communication, the mind to heart drop, so that you're actually living a heart-based consciousness versus a mind-based consciousness. So I'll see if Sylvia's out there in cyberspace. And this show is always live. The light beams come through and, in a sense, talk to you. So we'll see what goes on the show tonight. If anybody has any questions, get on the fast chat. You can input your information there, and we'll see if we can answer those for you. So hopefully this has helped everyone. Remember, the mind is the problem that we have here, and the mind energy can lead us astray all the time, wanting us to get more and more questions to bring up and take us off the wild goose chase, you know, and getting away from your heart. So the whole thing is heart energy. So Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace? I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, I'm out here in cyberspace, and welcome everyone, and hope you're having a wonderful day today, and thank you for tuning in to this program to be with us. And today we're talking, if you just tuned in, mainly we're talking about shifting paradigms or shifting our reality from a mind-based consciousness to a heart-based consciousness, and the reason why it's so important to do that at this time. So this during this hour, in addition to talking about that, we'll be having some live healings with Ron and the Creation Lightship, and some beautiful divine energies to help us to get heart-centered, to get connected more to our own divinity that resides within us. And we're going to have a just wonderful time. So if you'd like to, you can communicate with us during the hour on the BBS Fast Chat, and that's very easy to do. You just go to our page, scroll down the page just below the beautiful picture of the light being that you'll see there. You'll see a purple link that says BBS Fast Chat, and just click on that, and that will bring up a window for you so that you can communicate to us your questions throughout the hour, and we'll pick up as many as we can. So I guess before we get into talking more about shifting from the mind to the heart, let's go ahead and just get everyone heart-centered, and maybe Ron, take us through the usual steps that you do at the beginning of the hour to get everyone kind of cleaned out and in their hearts.
Okay, here we go. We're going to do some entity releasing. So the entities are probably the worst thing that can happen to us in this lifetime. And these are emotional bodies of people who passed on. Another way of saying it is that these are ghosts that come into your body. A lot of the churches will talk about these ghosts possibly as demonic entities, or just plain spirits, casting out spirits, okay? And so when they come into us, then we start losing our spiritual consciousness, maybe the way of life that we're used to having, and we do something else. These are very, very negative things. The entities themselves, these emotional bodies, at first really probably know no difference. They were in a body just like yours. The body died, and they need a life force energy to live on, because they go, man, what happened? My body died here. I can see it. You know, maybe it died in a hospital and it's looking down on it, you know, from the ceiling. And at that point, it goes, man, I got to find somebody to go into, because I only have so much life force energy that I can live on before I'm actually destroyed. So it looks around for people. Maybe it goes in the hospital. Maybe the person passed on from a heart attack. So now it'll go in the different rooms, because remember, it's invisible. It'll go through all the walls, and it'll see somebody else, maybe in a few other rooms, that have a heart attack symptom. So they go, I know about this here. This person has the same pain that I have, because remember, it takes on the exact imprinting of the last trauma that the body dealt with. So since the body died of a heart attack, it now looks for somebody who has a heart condition, and it goes, man, I know about this here. I'm going into that person so I can get my energy. So all of a sudden now the person, if they're 100% cleaned out initially, which they probably weren't, but we'll just say that they were, now it has this new entity. So now it has two emotional bodies, okay? And it's in there kind of sharing its space with another one. And then eventually it might draw other ones to it, because it'll say, hey, there's a guy out here floating around outside the body too. It had a heart problem. Come in here and join this body. It's fine. It feels great to me. Another one comes in. Well, at first it sounds pretty innocent. So the person with the heart condition should say, you know, I think I have an entity in me, and it doesn't belong to me. This emotional body feels a little different than my other one. You know, I'm saying words that I shouldn't be saying. Maybe I'm looking at, we'll just say the person was a agnostic, and now it says, I want to see a Bible. So maybe the entity that came into you was very religious, and it was a Christian. And now the friends around this person goes, wow, what's this person doing? Or maybe the person starts swearing, or maybe says, I want to have some beers, because the entity now is taking over the body. Well, the person doesn't know enough to get rid of it. So all of a sudden, over the time frame of, you know, maybe a year or so, the person may collect many, many of these because they still have a heart condition. And it goes on and on and on. And these entities can be here for you know, thousands of years. So the first time, it's probably pretty innocent with that emotional body. After that, it just wants to go out and have fun living inside of a body. So what we're going to do now is release these entities from you. So if that helps you out with why we have entities. And they come to us because our spirit is not protecting our body. People ask me all the time, they say, Ron, how do I get spiritual protection? I said, well, you have to be in your body all the way. They go, well, what's that? You know, I don't know how to do that. I go, well, you have to call your spirit back to you and clean out the fragments and do the work. And a lot of people say, that's too much. I don't want to deal with that. And I go, okay, well, then you're never going to become whole if you don't work on yourself. It's your responsibility to bring your spirit back to you. The divine doesn't care if you have it with you or not, because it's you living your life. They're in non-judgment of what you're doing down here. So you have to do the steps and the process to do the clearing. So we're going to do some clearing for you right now. This will take out a few of the entities. You could have thousands. You may take out 100. Remember, it's up to you to continue on with this process. So here we go. We're taking them out right now. And they'll start to leave you. And once they leave you, they're no longer an emotional body. They get returned back to the earth. So what leaves is gone. But remember, there's so many on here around us and attached to us that it's a little more difficult to do a complete healing on somebody. I can do a one-hour session with people and probably pull out maybe a couple hundred of these typically. And people's lives do change after I do that. Remember, each entity has a whole lifetime of information that they want to experience in you. Just think of yourself when you were probably 10 years of age, what you did. Maybe you have some talent there or experience that you want to recreate and redo. Well, if the entity comes into you and it wants to live your life as a 10-year-old, it will do that. And maybe you have some that are older than you, and you may take on addictions that they've had in their whole lifetime. So this is why you don't want to have these with you. Plus, they only come in because your spirit isn't whole, isn't with you completely. When you were first born, you were whole. So you can't really say, gee, I don't know what that's like. Well, you were a baby and you were with your spirit 100%. So So it's up to you to return back to that innocence. No one else can do it really for you. This process here will help you, but you have to do this actively and, you know, do it, you know, a couple times a day or more. The more you do it, the better you're going to feel. Okay, we're going to bring more of you back into your body. Here we go. Now count to 10 to command the energy of you coming back into your body. And you should normally feel heavier after this experience and maybe be a little more awake. Here we go, coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And one more time, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Sylvia, I'll just turn it back over to you. Do you want to add anything to the entity clearing or not to let people understand more fully what it's about and how detrimental it is not to be in your body fully?
Okay, well, that's a big topic, but you really covered it well. The main thing that I would like to add is just that when you do this work, and as you do it more and more, you begin to feel so much better. It's really worth keeping going, especially if you're starting and you're not really sure, like maybe you don't really feel the difference that much right away. Believe me, you're going to the longer you keep doing this. As more and more of your spirit is able to come into your body, I'm not even sure the right word, but the joy and wonder of having your own spirit energy inside of you is just tremendous, and you begin to be able to command that energy into any part of your body that needs healing at any moment, and it responds to that and brings you the divine energy that you need at any time, and begins to guide you so that your life stays within that flow of the divine. So I just want to encourage you to keep going with that, because it is the most important work that you can do. And the lightship clearings that are available make that process so much easier. You know, Ron was talking a little bit earlier about, you know, the ascension preparation, how much do you love your body and that kind of thing. And the thing is that, you know, doing the kind of work that Ron's talking about is not necessarily new to people. People have tried to find ways to release baggage from themselves for a long time through whatever form of therapy, whether it be regression or hypnosis or psychology or religious practices. But the thing about the lightship clearings that is just so wonderful is that they are coming, it's like divine intervention, so they can clear this baggage away that might take us a long time and a lot of work to do so easily and gently and beautifully that it just is really a gift that we have to use right now during this particular time. So it's wonderful to have that. And the more that your spirit is with you, the more easily it is to be in that wonderful heart space. And I guess that's all I'll say for now. I'll turn it back over to you, Ron, to maybe work on the chakras a little bit.
Okay, we'll just do that real quick here. So just align it and balance them real quick here. Heart chakra good, throat good, third eye good, power chakra second and first. They're all completed right now. Now these healings are pretty much instantaneous. I normally do them faster or slower, different shows, so this time I just want to do it instantly here without taking much time involved here. Here we go again. We'll do the mind to heart drop. So if you're new to the show, if you're old, you're going to know what this is about instantly. But think of an elevator, and we're going to drop down from your forehead, your thinking process, your mental body, the thoughts that you have inside of your head, and we're drop it into your heart center. Now, when you're in your heart center, the way to know that you're there is that when you have a thought, it's not going to come in between your ears. It'll be in your chest cavity, okay? You can't really, at times, you know, pinpoint the heart chakra, but it will be in your chest cavity. So when you have a thought, if it's down there, you're in your heart. If you don't have that feeling in your chest cavity, you are not in your heart center. And then you're in mind, okay? So this is the difference. You want to be in heart and not mind. So if you have the experience and you can feel your thoughts coming out of your chest cavity, then you're there. If you're not there, then I'd like you to do the same exercise. We'll play some music after I do this process here and get in there. This is what you should be doing daily so you can become more conscious of your spirit. This is the only place your divinity is. The divine energy is not outside of yourself. Everything outside of yourself is other creations. And your own creation has the divine energy in it, which is what you're looking for. So this is the only place you're ever going to find it. It's not in books. So here we go. And it's not in churches, because those energies normally do not bring you into that process of your heart. I won't get too far into that now. So here we go. Getting into too much mind energy here. Don't want to go there. So here we go. I'm going to drop you down. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Think of an elevator dropping. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Stay there. If you're not in your heart, when you think a thought, you won't have any negative thoughts either. Your heart will not allow that. So if you're not in your heart, keep doing the exercise here. Just count down, because you have to have that mental body, mental conscious drop into your heart center. That's your surrender. I guess I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, we have quite a few questions going on the fast chat, so let's get into some of those for people. So this is one that kind of relates back to the entities that you were talking about, and I believe the question was whether it's the entities that cause people to have glossed over eyes. At least this is the beginning of the question, so we'll start there.
Yes, that is correct, yeah, because the entities, the other spirits in your body, saying it a different way, the other emotional bodies that are with you. Remember, you only have one life spark type of energy, which is your spirit in your heart center. That's all that you have, is that one particular spirit, okay? So we can call that the spirit with a capital S, okay? The entities come to your spirit energy, come to your body to get the spirit energy to live on. And so they'll bring you their complete, say, computer download, their complete hard drive of the lifetime that they lived. But they cannot look out of your eyes. This is why people have glossed over eyes. And like I've mentioned in other shows, just look at some of the pictures of people who maybe are incarcerated. Their eyes are always glossed over. Why is that? Because somehow, whatever lifestyle they led, they didn't know enough to bring their spirit into their body, so entities took over. And so the entities, for that explanation there, of why they're in prison or in jail or whatever, is because the entities were doing whatever they wanted to do, which is probably against the norm of society, typically, not always, but typically, and they were incarcerated because of that process. Maybe they robbed a store, maybe they hurt somebody, maybe worse, maybe they killed somebody, but it was the entity doing that, okay? And so this is why their eyes are glossed over, because they're not conscious, and they could still be running tons of entities, you know, in them, and the entities may like to hang out there because they can go into different bodies at any time, because the person has no protection spiritually because they're not in their body. And so those type of people who are in that situation, because they don't know enough to bring their spirit back to them, typically, will never be healed of entities or healed of their past, maybe addiction of whatever they were doing. So, and they can never be put straight again. That's why they typically go back, come out of jail and go back in again, because the entities are still with them, wanting to do what they did in the past. So the only way to actually get a healing is to get rid of the entities from that person. So let's see. So that's the entities. When your eyes are glossed over, if you ever see that, even having a few drinks or whatever, where you come to the point to where you're not conscious, then your spirit leaves you, and then you lose that spark. The spark that you see in the eyes is your spirit. And when your eyes are glossed over, there's no spirit there. And so that's how it works. And if you're not home, who is? It's the entities. So back to you, Sylvia. Hope that answered the question.
Okay, so when we have entities, because the spirit isn't home, since there's really nobody home or very little of you is home, then we have, you know, people will have glossed over eyes, or they'll just look like they're not there.
Yes.
And the next part of the question we have is that, what is it when you look in someone's eyes and you see anger in their eyes or hatred? Is that the entity also? Is that the spirit? What is looking out with that kind of emotion?
Yeah, what's happening is that the entities are typically working also in the mental plane, so you're drawing stuff to you from that. Remember, you can still have clear eyes and still have entities, okay? It's not that because your eyes are clear doesn't mean that you don't have them. So the whole thing is you're dealing with mind energy, and the mind energy also draws the entities. So this is why you want to go into your heart to clean yourself out. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. I think that's all of that question. Let me just check really quick. Okay, so basically...
Yes, the entities do get angry, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And what about other things like when we have, bad situations that happen, maybe accidents or injuries or emotional, breakups or things that are very difficult, and then those energies kind of get imprinted onto our emotional and other bodies, and sometimes those things get triggered off by, you know, just like their buttons sitting there waiting to be pushed, and they kind of repeat themselves, and can't those also, those densities, those stored densities, cause those negative emotions to kind of go off in people?
Yes, remember, the emotional body is very, very powerful. And so once that emotional body gets imprinted, and other bodies in you that are emotional bodies, those all imprint into your spirit, which wounds your spirit, okay? And then it also imprints into your physical body. And remember, the emotional body is strictly with you to be a buffer between the mind energy, which is negative, coming to you. This is like psychic attacks, people thinking bad thoughts about you, anything that is in judgment, and even good thoughts is still a judgment, okay? So anything that comes to you from the mind is actually a physical attack on the physical body. And when that attack occurs, the emotional body, and you have other bodies too, but it's there to absorb the psychic attack energy. And naturally it gets filled up. And when it gets filled up, or the entities are with you, then it imprints into your physical body. And now all of a sudden you have a lot of buttons there. And these buttons are really there because the emotional body wants to get active in you. And it wants to steal your life force energy because it needs it to live on. So it will bring up these buttons. This is why when I do the emotional clearing for people, all of these energies are put back into balance. That whole slate of, or your baggage, of what you have, this ball and chain around your neck of all your preconditioning is released from you. This is why the emotional clearing is so important to do, so that you're able to live in the present moment without regurgitating, without rehashing the past. And at that point in time, once that clearing is done, then your whole lifetime of all your traumas is put back into balance and to a zero charge, and you're no longer dealing with the past. The divine never created you to go through the traumas that you have been through. The dark side loves it. This is how they live off of you. And so the dark side, through mind-controlling energies of the emotional bodies that gets transmitted to you, and there's many other things too, but this is how they live. And they want you to react to it, to steal your energy from you. This is why it's so important to be heart-centered. But once you're heart-centered, the emotions will not affect you any longer. Back to you, Sylvia.
So would you say that for the most part, people are kind of walking around with their, you know, essentially wearing their emotional body and their pain body and so forth on their sleeves? In other words, they're so loaded up with charge that they're just kind of going off all the time instead of just being able to be present, you know, in the moment and, you know, be in their hearts.
Yes, that is correct. And in a sense, you're kind of oblivious to spirit because you're running emotions all the time. And the emotions are what typically run most people's life. And if it's not the emotions, it may be your feelings. You probably have heard people talk about this. Oh, I got my feelings hurt today. Well, they live in their feeling body. So both of these bodies are very necessary to get cleaned out so you don't live in these bodies continuously, because you want to be with your spirit. This program is all about getting you connected to your spirit, not to be connected to your emotions and the dark side. So these energies are the way they come into you. Remember, you all know that you know, your emotions will kill your body. Just go to any hospital, you can see people laying there maybe in their last week of life because the emotions have got a hold of them. And they didn't know enough to clean themselves out. They didn't understand the teachings of Jesus for the last ascension process. They overlooked all that. And so this is the way it is, and this is the way life will continue until you choose to change your life and have a clearing done to get into spirit. And this is the whole process. It's very simple, very easy. You just need to come forward and say, yes, I need to have this done to myself. And that's what it takes. Back to you, Sylvia. Have the light chip do the healings for you.
Okay, so just to catch up, anyone who's just coming on so far, we're talking about shifting from the mind consciousness into the heart consciousness. We're talking about different clearings, how to clear emotional baggage and so on, and entities and things that dilute our spirit energy. And we've done so far an entity clearing, a chakra opening, and a mind-to-heart drop. So now we have a request from one of the listeners to have some sample clearings to experience how the emotional body, the mental body, and the sensory body clearings work. So I'll turn that over to you, Ron.
Okay, we'll first do a mental body clearing here. These are the people that live in their mental state, the people who think a lot typically, who don't go into the heart center. The mental body takes over, and all you do is have thoughts continuously in your mind. And it's kind of like having a computer running wild. So here we go. This will do a mental body clearing. Normally, when this clearing is done, this is just a sample. This is what I do for people. The sample clearing will allow you to probably have more of a peaceful mind. You won't have the mind chatter as much, and you may feel a little calmer mentally. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Now we'll do the emotional body. This is a completely different body. Remember, these are all invisible, and you could call them spirits, okay? So here we go. Emotional body, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared, okay? We'll do a feeling body sample. Remember, these are at least 80% completed. You need your whole lifetime to have them done completely. This is why we do samples here, so you can get an idea of what these clearings are like. Feeling body, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a sensory body. These are people who get sensory overloaded, overstimulated, kind of frazzed out very easily, traumatized easily. This body may help you. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So just kind of look what happened to you in the last 5 days, see how you feel, how this is presented to you when you look at situations. And it should feel all very distant to you. I'll put some music on so you can sample these clearings and just see how it's working for you. You should feel a lot calmer, more at peace. And now everybody feels your body relaxing more during these special lightship clearings. Remember, this is not earth-based technology. This is divine energy coming to you. Go into some of the clearings here. The light shift does the clearings. They bring up the body energy of whatever they're working on, and these energies are then put back into balance. So they have the whole database of your invisible bodies around you, and depending on which one is being worked with is what they concentrate on. And for most people, when I do sessions, it takes typically a half an hour to an hour to do, depending on your age. So the clearings I can also do with people as absentee healings. A lot of the people that I work with, they understand it, but the other maybe 200 people in their life that they have as friends and family, etc., don't have a clue. So they say, gee, can you please help my father? He has a problem, and I know he'd never even believe what I'm doing here and how it's helped me, but can you help him? And yes, all I just need to do is set up a special healing session. I normally have you on the phone, and then from there the light chip connects, say, through you to the person, and we do the session, and they're cleared. It takes about normally 2 to 3 days to work on an absentee healing. A lot of people love having their younger children done too, even if they're teenage years or older, because it actually helps their life out tremendously to get put back into balance and not to rehash their past. So just think, for you who have been out there, who've had these clearings, how nice it is to know that if you would have been cleared out when you were maybe the age of 20, how your life would be different now and how you'd have different choices and much better choices in your life because you're not being run by the emotions. So it allows you just to connect more with yourself, to feel at ease, and it's just very, very nice. The question was about positive thought. Well, positive thought is still a judgment. Remember, all thought is in judgment, whether it's negative or positive. So thinking good thoughts, they say it helps heal the body. That could be, basically true. I don't get into that aspect. All I know is that anytime you think of something, it's a judgment because you're thinking and comparing it to something else. So you want to go into the heart, and the heart doesn't even think of that. It just gives you information. So you may ask the next question is, well, where do all these thoughts come from that I'm getting? Well, we have what's known as collective consciousness. You probably have heard of that. Some people talk about that, stretching it out as oneness, how we're all connected to everything in the universe, and that's collective consciousness. But I basically see it as all of the thoughts that everyone has had on this planet are up in an energy pool. Now, where did that energy pool come from? It had to start someplace. Well, that was brought here by our wonderful friends, the Galactic Federation. So they have information there where they download the people. People get their channeling information from that. People who do channeling can go there and look at things and bring it into consciousness. It's also interfered with. So all this is just thoughts in general that are here to attempt to educate us about mind energy. And it always looks very, very nice because it gives you information back. But that mind energy is not your spirit. And so what you're dealing with is you have this bombardment of all these energies from the collective consciousness and cordings and mind control and everything else that's transmitted to you, whether it's with your free will or not, you still get it. And all of a sudden, you become entangled up in all of this stuff. And until you can go into your heart, you're never released from it, because your heart will start to talk to you, your spirit, and get you on the right path. But if you never connect to your heart, you're going to be dealing with all these energies. And so we have a question a ways back here from Ed. He wanted to know about 8D reality, where the earth spirit is going to. So I'll try to elaborate on that here a little bit. In the collective consciousness, which we can call also maybe the God plane energy, that's where duality exists, okay, which is all these thoughts. The ETs brought to us a concept of hierarchy. So they mentioned that there are basically maybe 12 different realities or dimensions, okay? And that could be true, could not be true, but this is how most people think of it. So we're typically in that system on 3D reality. So to communicate where the Earth Spirit is going to in that hierarchy system, the Earth Spirit is going to an 8D reality. So you could probably get information on 8D by channeling into that energy, which I wouldn't really advise you to do, but the energy is there and it may tell you something about it, okay? Unfortunately, it's just the concept from the ETs. Remember, the mind is very curious and it wants to know everything. And it'll chase its tail until it finds the answer, or it may not even find the answer. The more you give it, the more it wants to look. Okay? So So basically, these are concepts that are brought to us in the collective consciousness. And so I have to communicate somehow about that energy. And so I use the word 8D reality with what's known here on this planet. Now, switching over to the light ship doesn't see us anywhere in any dimension. We're just in a dimension of consciousness, okay? And so there's not one that's worse or better than the other. It's just all consciousness that the light created. Here we're stuck into this pool of collective thought brought to us by the ETs to imprison us here. And this is where we are. And all the belief systems, all the religious teachings, everything brought to us is stored in that collective consciousness. Everybody doing their channeling is getting information from that. And it could be downloaded by the ETs with mind control telling you what they want you to experience. So that's that information there. So I hope that maybe answered your question, Ed. It's just a way that I can only relate to energies down here because I'm in a physical body too, like everybody else is. And we have to get some kind of concept and connect the dots that way to make it more clear to people. So the light ship, there's no such thing as 8D reality and no such thing as 3D reality. It's just consciousness. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so we have a wonderful question here from Wes, and that is, exactly how can we shift from mind consciousness to heart consciousness? So we've been talking about the different ways. I guess one of them is to, clear out the baggage so that your divine spirit can be present with you, and that involves the entity clearing and clearing of emotional baggage and other things, but Ron, you might like to expand on that a bit.
Boy, that's a really big question.
It is. It's the whole game.
It would be hard to answer this question. Like you said, Sylvia, this is why the light ship does the emotional clearing first for people. There's so much out there that's connected to you that you know nothing about. The only way to get into spirit energy out of the mind is to disconnect yourself from these energies. The first one is the emotional energies. Remember, your body is bringing up issues from judgment from your ancestors, okay? So I also do a clearing, which is a seven-generational clearing, which helps you to get rid of your current most active baggage that you're using in your body in this lifetime. Remember, your body wants to heal. So let's look at that aspect. Let's forget about spirit, okay? Your body is here living, and it goes, man, I have this baggage around me, and I just need a healing. Because if I don't get this healing, I'm going to die. Okay? So what does it do? It brings up, in this lifetime where you're living, situations, dramas and traumas, energy blockages, that's going to kill it, and it'll bring it up onto the surface, and it will cause and bring to you events in your life. And this is how the body works. And the only way to get into your heart is to get rid of these blockages, because your body's going to be continuously going through stuff. When you're in your heart, then you can have your spirit start to do some healing with you. But remember, the spirit, if it's wounded by these emotional body baggages and bodies attaching itself to your spirit, it's going to have a really rough time healing you. So you must realize that the spirit being wounded is going to have a lot of problems. This is why the light ship, I said earlier, comes every 2,000 years to do healing for people, because they know the spirit cannot ever be self-empowered here because of these blockages and baggage that your body has on it. Remember, you have 2,000 years of this last lifetime with you of judgments. Just think how many times you judged last week. And just think of all the lifetimes that are passed on to you through your ancestors. So that's basically it. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see. So we have a question here, which is an interesting question, which is, what is it about the subject of oneness? Now, there's a lot of talk about oneness going on, many books and so forth about it, and some people tend to feel that really what oneness is that eventually all of us are just going to go back into the void, and there won't be any individual creative expression in the universe. From the light ship's teachings, and Ron's talking about that, from my understanding, there is kind of a different meaning of oneness, and that is the oneness of yourself, of reclaiming your own divinity and your connection to divine source, and not having anything that separates you from the divine. So, Ron, we've got a few minutes left. Maybe we can just talk about that briefly. I know it's a really big subject, but any thoughts on that for now?
Yeah, everything that is created is in oneness, okay, with, let's start over again, anything created in the light area of consciousness is in oneness with each other, okay, spirit-wise. Now, what happened is that since you are the spirit in your body is an individual expression of that oneness energy, once it leaves the oneness energy, which we'll call source energy, now you're an individual expression of the divine source energy. And since you left the light ship, then that means that you're now able to go out and create, using this energy of oneness, to create things around you. And you use the heart energy for your creations. And so, from heart to heart, everything is oneness, but when you get into the mind energy, which is what they're talking about, then you're in a whole different energy consciousness whatsoever. And that energy consciousness of the mind is the darkness energy. So you're not in oneness with everything. You're not a bug. You're not a flower, because those are all individual creations from the oneness expressing themselves as a physical expression here on this planet, providing they have a spirit in them. Okay? You're not in oneness with an octopus, because an octopus has no spirit. These are extraterrestrial beings. You're not in oneness with the Black Widow, because those are also dark side energies. Okay? They have no spirit in them. You are in oneness with some other person, spirit to spirit, but you're not going to connect to their oneness body and be in oneness with them, you know. So that's basically it. So the divine energy is all light. Your spirit knows light energy and only can handle light energy. This is why I tell people, if you're going to bring any energy into your body, any kind of attunement, then you must go to your heart and connect to your spirit and have your spirit bring to you the light consciousness of another being of light. If you use your head, then you're going to bring in mental mind energy, like I said earlier, which is mental mind control, dark side energies that are transmitting energies to you to allow you to be connected to the dark side. And that's basically it. So as far as, you know, looking at being in oneness, you know, for myself, it doesn't really make any difference. You know, to me, it's like, you know, I don't really care to try to be, you know, some other object or thing, even if it was created by the light. I'm here in my body in this lifetime to connect to my spirit, to be in oneness with that energy of my own divinity, and that's what I'm in oneness with. Nothing else. I don't choose to be anyone listening here on this radio program, because it has nothing to do with me. And you might also agree with that, you know. So you want to be in oneness with yourself, and that's all that there is yourself. This is what the divine created you to do and to be, is to be in oneness with who you are, to know yourself. So I guess we'll just go a little further here. I'm going to be in New York in October, going to the New Life Expo in Manhattan at the New Yorker Hotel. The date for that, I believe, is October 17th. I'll be doing private sessions back there with people. And I also do phone sessions, too. This is how I do most of my work over the telephone. And we're coming up right now this week. On this coming Saturday, we have our four-hour Ascension Preparation Call. It's 4 hours of healing. We do water charging on it. So if you're interested, you can get into that just by giving me a call. It's a very wonderful time. It starts at 1 o'clock PST. And it's 4 hours in length. And also right now, in the next half an hour, we have our normal conference call, which is very wonderful. It's a one-hour call. Do you want to talk about that, Sylvia? We got a couple, maybe a minute or two to go here.
Yeah, I'll just briefly mention it's a conference call healing. You go to the lightship. Each person is in their own healing rooms on the lightship and can be in multiple rooms at once because they're able to, on the lightship, bilocate you into any room that you need for your healing. And they're just really wonderful to participate in, and it's very easy to do. You just connect with Ron to get on those. There's conference calls Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5:30 Pacific time. And it's interesting. We have a request from Mila for the energy of Jesus and also of Mary Magdalene. And also we have a question from Heidi about, will Ron publish a book on all of this? So we'll just let you know that there is a book in the works, which is directly from Mary Magdalene on the Creation Lightship, and that is in the stage of going to publication soon. So that's exciting to look forward to, and maybe we can close this hour with bringing in those divine energies. And for those people that have requested particular healings, if you'll just then sit with those energies, you can request your own healing, specific healing, through the light being through your heart center. And I guess I'll just, for myself, say good night and blessings to everyone and turn it back over to you, Ron.
Okay, so we'll bring in the energies right now of Mary Magdalene and Jesus. Bring the light being up on your monitor screen. And here we go. And they're on right now. I'll count to five. They'll be activated. Then we have to leave here. We're running over time. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And they'll stay active for the next 5 minutes. Next half an hour. So I'll say blessings to all of you. And have a wonderful evening.
Blessings, everyone. Good night.
Good night.